senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crowd Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good fucking Friday, everybody. Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, Gates Country, USA.
God,
it's
animals.
A beautiful Friday here. It actually isn't bad at all.
Yes.
Right now. It's God. Not that humid, not that hot.
We live in a hotbed of fascism.
Actually, it's pretty humid.
Yeah.
But it's still way Trumpy.
Yeah, yeah.
Way Gatesy. Yeah.
That's right.
Gates got, what, 2/3 of the vote last time?
And everybody knows. You know, there's certain things about that guy people know, and they don't give a fuck.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Come on.
Well, that interesting you say that.
Yes.
Well, you know, okay. Blah, blah, blah. crabdiving.com/Amazon if you want to help out the show. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, use that link or use the banner on our webpage. It does help us out. We appreciate it.
Zoot the Lord.
And we're still on fucking X. So
right.
Tweet us during the show if you're listening live or anytime.
Happy Fursuit Friday.
It's always Fursuit Friday.
That's Shelby.
It's always trending, which really gives me hope for mankind.
Shelby has her fursuit on, don't you?
Okay. The Gates, listen to this, Shelby.
Yay.
Don't get ejected.
I can't. I'm glad we have Gates news that's like.
Don't get ejected. Wait.
Here's, right.
Here you go. Here.
Is this? Oh, yeah.
You want to deploy the Kong toy?
Kong toy is being deployed. This is one of Gates' fellow Republican House members.
Nine!
Member. You can use that for whatever term.
Ooh, yes.
However you want to use the connotation. Right.
God, the GOP in Florida is just like, we're a special level of creepy, aren't we?
I don't know where this guy is from, but his name should be first and middle, but this is all one word. Mark Wayne.
What?
Not Mark Wayne Mullen. His name is Mark Wayne Mullen with no space.
Mark Wayne.
Mark Mullen. Wayne.
Mark Wayne Mullen. Ooh. God damn it.
He is from Tulsa, Cherokee Nation.
Right.
Oh, part Cherokee.
Okay.
There you go. And Republican. How do you do that?
I don't know, Pat.
How do you really do that? You really hate one of your grandparents.
But how do you do that anyway? You're fucked.
Anyway, you know, he's a Republican, so.
Right.
You don't have to. We don't need
I don't know.
We know what we got.
Yeah, what are we supposed to do?
But here he is talking about his fellow Republican, Matt Gaetz.
Right.
You got to think about this guy. This is a guy that didn't have, that the media didn't give a time of day to after he was accused of sleeping with an underage girl. And there's a reason why no one in the conference came and defended him, because we had all seen the videos he was showing on the House floor that all of us had walked away of the girls that he had slept with. He'd brag about how he would crush ED medicine and chase it with an energy drink so he could go all night.
Boom! The knives are out for Matt Gaetz. The term cawthorned. Being used quite liberally. Look who's getting cawthorned. It's the Republicans bringing the knives out for one of their own because they dared to point the finger internally.
How appropriate. What an appropriate story for Faithless Friday. Because if there were was a God, God would protect society from Matt Gaetz hopped up on ED pills with Monster Energy
Crush
drinks.
ED medicine. Chase it with an energy drink so he could go all night.
God
he would
damn,
brag,
Matt.
Allegedly.
Jeez.
And what are these videos? Okay, here's the quote. This is the guy who the media didn't give time of day to after he was accused of sleeping with an underaged girl.
Jeez.
Right?
Right.
We had all seen the videos he was showing on the house floor.
Was he walking around?
Of girls he had slept with.
Was he walking around with his iPhone?
He'd brag about how he would crush ED medicine and chase it with an energy drink.
That's my representative.
Give me the Cialis Red Bull.
God,
please.
I'm just saying that there's something about the South these days where much is crazy in a bad way. This is crazy in a real bad way. Fucking John Kennedy, his weird erotic reading. What is up with the South and their fucking politicians? Why are all of them, level of creepy, scary, Matt Gaetz, like he's a villain. I guess we can't do any better than that. Is that it? Or
you're well,
fuck
yeah,
it.
I mean,
fuck it, right?
Baby steps.
My representative's walking around.
We did get him to give up that whole slave thing,
yes.
Kind of.
Good job, guys. I mean, we don't own people anymore. Humble brag.
You're still kind of reeling, apparently, from that.
Yeah.
And butthurt.
Matt Gaetz is showing people. Do you think he was showing people videos on his phone or like?
That's what the guy said. What do we think he's?
Well, I don't know. He said on the house
showing
floor.
Videos.
I mean, that's. I don't know. I don't know.
Fires up the house.
Yes,
the house
I don't know.
Jumbotron,
dude. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I could believe that story.
Sure, it's Republicans. The Republicans.
Jeez, you guys are so fucked. The Republicans are fucking fucked up right now. If you were like, pick a babysitter.
Oh.
Pick a Republican to watch Shelby. Quickly. Give me one. It can't be Romney. He's resigning. And it wouldn't be Romney, by the way, over my dead fucking body. Bad judgment with dogs, right?
GW.
Oh, God.
He's way into dogs and he likes his dogs.
Yeah, he has a dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would trust him with the dog.
No, anybody in the house. That's what I mean. That's a good one. God damn, I know, right?
There's got to be someone in there that likes dogs more than people.
With Jim Jordan, no. I mean, not Jim Jordan.
No, fuck no. None of the Freedom Caucus, none of those batshit loons.
Right.
No, Christ.
God.
Boebert's
like, don't finger anybody in front of this dog.
I
can't think of anybody.
Maybe Liz Cheney. I don't know.
Yeah,
does she
there
have
you
a
go.
Dog?
There you go. That's a good one. That other guy who resigned, Kinzinger. Maybe him?
Maybe. I don't know. He's kind of a libertarian, kind of a load.
Maybe if you dig up John McCain. Yes.
At the Commie Pinko. Oh, it's Faithless Friday, by the way.
Ooh.
Sorry to abort. The HuffPo promo at the beginning.
Oh, yes.
Commie Pinko Liberal, HuffPo. Not promo. We're not getting paid. That would be really cool.
Yes.
The headline there. Oh, I didn't prepare.
Is it still the one that it was?
Yes.
Oh, thank
yes.
God.
Yes, that's why.
I've been looking forward to the whole show today.
That's why I'm...
Boy, oh boy. I hope you're
I'm
ready.
I'm loading a very important part
shit.
Of the show.
I know it. This is going to be fun. Oh.
The headline there says, Rudy
Yay!
Giuliani's Florida property slapped with IRS tax lien.
Damn!
Amid financial woes. There's another story that
oh,
was like,
shit.
I mean, we did the story about him, his lawyers, right? Before
yes.
Kind of bailing on him because...
Well,
or they're suing him because he owes them money.
That's correct, Pat.
The IRS has placed tax lien on Rudy's Florida condo in another sign of the longtime Trump allies' growing financial difficulties.
How many houses do these fuckers have anyway?
Yeah, really.
I mean, my God.
The condo, part of a complex built in 1969, of course. 69.
Yeah.
Is located around 3 miles north of Mar-a-Lago.
Ooh.
Giuliani owes about, holy shit, $550,000 in income taxes to the IRS.
Wow.
According to a filing signed in late August, that's in addition to a variety of legal bills that are reportedly mounting as the former New York City mayor faces criminal election interference charges in Georgia and other legal woes, it says here at the HuffPo.
Hey, Tootie Rudy, I got some advice for you. Hashtag van life. Whoa, whoa. I was going to say van life.
Just warming up.
Van life. He's living in a... Ooh. All his houses.
That one, you might want to see a proctologist.
I don't know. Could he live in a van?
Well, it'd be like suicide.
Yeah. I mean, he's losing his houses, yeah, though.
Right.
He's hanging out around the 24-hour fitnesses, living in his van.
Carbon moronic side.
Carbon monoxide poisoning.
Moronic side.
Moronic side. God, Rudy.
So, Rudy's in trubs financially. Like Rick Wilson said, everything Trump touches dies.
Think of the good old days, Rudy. You got to think of the good old days.
Quiet, buddy.
The good old days, Rudy. It was like you're hanging out with, what were those Russian guys? The Russian guys.
Levin Igor.
Well,
partying away. Yeah, yeah.
Strippers. Oh, yeah. Cocaine.
Oh, yeah. We get your young stripper. We get young stripper.
That's right. You're seducing Eric Trump, playing with his nipples. You know what I mean? You're having a good time. And now, this is a different side of that. You know what I mean? Don't you think?
Things aren't going well.
No. Those are the good old days. And now, I think...
These are the not good days.
Do you think he's fucked?
Oh, yeah.
Is he going to jail?
Yeah, probably.
You stupid shitbag!
I mean, maybe, unless for some reason, I still say we should keep our eyes open for a Biden pardon of Trump.
Please, Biden.
And some of these boys, if in exchange for Trump never running again or something like that, but I don't know.
Hasn't it worked?
I would hope that wouldn't happen.
Right. Hasn't it worked to, I don't know how the fuck Biden would pardon Trump. If I was a president, I'd be like, no fucking way. Suck my fucking dick. You got to be fucking kidding me. Just for asking, I'll give you more shit. Not under this fucking tyrannical motherfucker.
Conventional wisdom seems to suggest now, in hindsight, that it was a really bad idea to pardon Ford to pardon Nixon because of just that thing.
I mean,
well, it tells these motherfuckers that they can get away with it, that they are immune to prosecution for anything, because ultimately, for the good of the country, you're going to pardon these high crimes
and
misdemeanors.
If I was Biden, I'd be on the phone with Garland and say, listen, I'm calling you on a burner right now. I'm telling you this much. You got to get that motherfucker. So put him in jail, and then people can put "I did that" stickers next to it.
Who are you calling?
If I'm Biden, I'm calling Merrick Garland.
Oh,
got to get this guy. You got to put him in jail. You got to get him. Because then Biden can be like, I did that. I put that Nazi in jail. I mean, it doesn't work like that, but...
Right. That's how Trump wants it to work.
God.
That's how it almost kind of did, I think.
Yeah, but you got these bad guys, though. They're so bad.
That's the headline at the HuffPo. Is poor Rudy's legal problems and financial problems. There is a GoFundMe, by the way.
Right. A GoFundMe for him?
Yeah.
Isn't he in trouble for some creepy shit?
Well, it's not GoFundMe. It's somewhere... like, it's not GoFundMe, but it's a GoFundMe-like website that doesn't care if felons are trying to raise...
Yeah, I was about to ask you.
No, that is, because, like, GoFundMe said, we won't do shit like that.
And I would be like, why do we allow...
For criminal stuff, we don't raise.
Insurrectionists can't do a GoFundMe, right? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Eldredge Report. The headline there.
I mean, if Rudy would have played it smart, low profile, he could be hosting a game show right now, doing something so stupid. Now he's going to fucking die in jail.
I don't know how I feel about the headline at the Drudge Report, because I'm not sure. Drudge is not Trump. They're not Trump fans.
Yes.
At the Drudge Report. But they're still Drudge. But it says Clinton, and then a quote, deprogram the Trump cult.
What? Hillary?
Leads to a real clear politics story that Hillary was on CNN. Here's a clip.
President Biden, listen.
So for those outside this country who may not know, it is not so much a fight between two different parties. It's an internecine warfare within one party, the GOP.
Yeah.
So when you look at...
This is I think that's Christiane Amanpour.
Right.
Yes, it is. Interviewing former Secretary Hillary Clinton.
How to go forward for the country, as you say. Is there any area of coalition building that could happen? There are pragmatic Republicans, as you say. Could there be a whole new way of trying to, you know, get legislation going and cross-party governance going?
I want Madam Secretary to kind of point out some of these sane Republicans.
Yeah,
she's
who would
talking
they be?
Because,
and decision makers, even.
If they're sane, at best, they're rank cowards and traitors to their oath, because they're willing to rat fuck the country to allow the lunatics to run rampant, screaming, frothing from the crotches naked through the hallways.
Well, or they're former somethings, though.
And who?
They're former somethings.
Who?
These people that come out against Trump on the right, a lot of the times they're former Republicans.
Right, she's not talking about them. She's talking about reaching out to...
There's no one!
Yeah, and she's talking about how do we do it...
I don't know.
By Democrats and certain Republicans forming a coalition.
Well, you saw the number of Republicans who voted along with Democrats to keep the government open. So there's clearly a common sense, sane part of the Republican caucus in the House. But I think they are intimidated. They oftentimes, you know, say and do things which they know better than to say or do. And it will require us defeating those most extreme measures and the people who promote them in order to try to get to some common ground where people can, again, work together.
What is she saying? That we have to beat them
we
back
have to
into
beat
the
them.
Forest
well, not in that,
of Mordor,
well,
of which they
electorally
came?
And legally, yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's the way it used to be. I mean, we had very strong partisans in both parties in the past, and we had very bitter battles over all kinds of things, gun control and climate change and the economy and taxes.
Come on, address.
That's right.
But there wasn't this little tail of extremism waving, you know, wagging the dog of the Republican Party as it is today. Mm-hmm. And sadly...
So, I mean, she's not lying. She's trying to be diplomatic, I guess,
to the Republicans.
But the fact of the shit that she had to go through with Bill, and the whole come on the dress thing was a harbinger. Newt Gingrich was allowed to run rampant,
right.
The lunatics, and there were a lot of, I don't know, pragmatic, sane, and I'm using quotes around those, Republicans back then who were like, if we do this, we're going to get pummeled.
Yeah.
And the lunatics and Newt were like, we don't care, make them out of the coals.
I mean, do you feel like it just snowballed and then they're lying people into a war and then we have Donald Trump?
I mean, yeah, and
well,
you know, flashes of sanity with Obama,
right?
And then just a backlash of lunacy with Trump.
Maybe there's some way they could stop being giant cunts on the right, do you think? Or is that...
Well, and all of them. We need more AOCs.
Yes.
And Bernies.
Right.
Like, AOC and Bernie need to be our right wing.
No, yes. No, that makes
like,
sense.
Like, that's... Like, in Europe.
Our Overton window is fucked up, right. though, right? It is fucked up. I mean, when one side... They can't decide if the people that fucking stampeded through the Capitol, that they're tourists, they're like rioters.
Yeah.
Like, they're fucked.
The rest of the world has healthcare. The rest right. of the fucking world respects its citizens enough
but we have
to
Jesus.
Give them free healthcare.
We have Jesus, dude. Lots of it.
Well, others so have much. Allah. Others have right. Vishnu or
but Jesus is a real asshole. Elvis. You know what I mean? He is a lot more difficult to deal with, obviously.
Well, his people.
Yeah.
Yes. What's that saying attributed to Gandhi? I need to look that one up. I don't know if he actually said it or if it's just one people like to give to Gandhi.
Right.
I like your Christ, like many good ideas. It's the Christians that I have a problem with. It's his followers.
Right.
It's it's not Christ and his teachings, it's Christ's purported followers.
No. Yeah, it's the people leaving church, getting in a fight at the parking lot of the Sizzler.
Well, somebody yelling the N-word at somebody who cuts them off at a red light.
And everybody's armed.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's shooting.
Oh, yes. Speak it.
They just came out of church, though. What would Jesus do? Jesus would get out of the car, pull out his 9, and shoot out the windshield.
9? How dare you?
What, is that a bad gun?
He would have a... He
is
would
that
have
a tiny
he
gun?
He would have a big, honking, dirty, hairy...
Shit, yes. It's huge. I got it at Target. No pun.
So they're losing their mind because she goes on. There's another... well, there's not that much left of this.
Many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members. But
there you go. They're losing their minds, which is why I'm not sure why Drudge has it. Is Drudge saying, look how Hillary Clinton wants to deprogram all of us? Or is Drudge saying, look, even Hillary Clinton says you guys need to be deprogrammed.
Honestly, and okay, you guys hate Hillary. I get it. You don't like the idea of being deprogrammed because I don't know what that means exactly. But you got the point is, though, you're giant cunts and nobody can deal with you to the point where it's like, what do we do with these people? Deprogram them? It's an honest question. You're crazy as shit.
She says Trump's negative, nasty form of politics resonates with his supporters because they may not like migrants, are homophobic, racist, or misogynistic.
Yeah, man.
It's a classic tale of an authoritarian populist who really has a grip on the emotional, psychological needs and desires of a portion of the population, she says.
Yes, it's impossible. You guys are impossible. So people throw around the word deprogram. Because they don't know what else to do.
The base of the Republican Party, for whatever combination of reasons, and it's emotional and psychological, sees in him someone who speaks for them. And they're determined that they will continue to vote for him, attend his rallies, wear his merchandise,
Jesus.
Because for whatever reason, he and his very negative, nasty form of politics resonates with them.
Because, fuck, just don't let that happen anymore. It resonates. Can we block their resonators or something? I don't know.
So there you go. That's the headline. I think it's Drudge hating on.
Yeah, I think that's
Hillary.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I
think they're upset that Hillary dares say she's going to be deprogramming Republicans.
Well, what is it when Vladimir Putin fills everybody's Facebook feed with lies about the election?
Right, and all the news. You're chucked out of a window if you tell the truth about what's going on in Ukraine.
Yeah, but if you read all those bullshit stories, I guess you get programmed, right?
Right.
Well, she's saying you have to get deprogrammed. What is the big fucking deal? What's hard to understand about that?
It's Faithless Friday, you all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. All the downloads.
Yes.
All the when animals get pissed suggestions.
Oh, yeah,
all
yeah.
All the love.
You know, Jesus, I'm going to say that you need to be deprogrammed.
Who, Jesus?
Yeah, I think so.
Wasn't he kind of the original programmer?
Well, I think it's time.
He had those 12 guys following right. him around, like well, some fucked up hypnotist show.
It's been a while. We got to empty his cache.
Empty his cat.
His cache. And deprogram him, and then reprogram him. Reinstall Windows. Do whatever you have to do.
This is, let me see, I'm trying to pick the best one. This is pretty scary.
Yes.
Our president says all the time, President Biden, he says all the time that we are in a struggle for the soul of America. He's right about that. It's about the only thing I agree with him on, but he's right about that. The problem is that he's totally wrong about America's soul. He thinks that our soul, our history, our nation is fundamentally oppressive and evil, and that's why they need to deconstruct it and tear it all down and completely remake it. And you and I know just the opposite is true. This nation was founded on the principles of the Bible.
Wrong!
God, is that Stu Peters?
Wrong! It might as well be. It's Senator Josh Hawley.
Holy shit! I thought that for sure was Stu Peters.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
my God.
Yeah.
Jesus, Josh.
Yeah, the little slithering
carbuncle
that thinks he's the epitome of manhood. He wrote a book about being a man, how to be manly.
A lot of the issue with these Republicans is like, we know that they are fucked up with all the policies. Like, they have all bad ideas.
Yes.
But their personalities
horrible
suck.
Yeah, loads.
I mean, I don't
angry,
know how you...
Angry.
I don't know how you deprogram that.
I know just the opposite is true. This nation was founded on the principles of the Bible. It is the best nation in the history of the world.
Oh, God.
Jesus, what a simple
thing. This is a Charlie Kirk joint.
Nine!
Charlie Kirk, the only one not applauding right now, both hands down the front of his pants.
Ooh, yes.
Rubbing his nethers to Josh Hawley.
Towel down.
And we need to reclaim it, revitalize it, re-empower it.
Reclaim it, revitalize
it. Reclaim it.
Wow.
Christian, we need to reclaim it.
Where do I come? Right, reclaim it. You've claimed it. You guys have claimed fucking plenty.
Yeah.
What more do you want? I can't believe this is a senator.
Although I do have to say...
That's crazy.
You know how Drudge is structured with you got the headline, this is Drudge Report.
Yeah.
And it's got three columns of... just basically links.
Right.
With the occasional photo. Right below, prime spot middle.
Yes.
Right below where it says Drudge Report is a story that says religion's downfall. So this is good news. This will make us feel better.
They're admitting it. They're admitting it.
According to a new poll, AP-NORC poll, there is a global, fast-growing population of people without a religion.
Yay!
Maybe there is hope.
Sad. You don't have Jesus? What do you have, then? What do they worship?
This is global.
Jeez.
Religion has long been a powerful force in society, touching politics, art, and daily life. The rise of non-believers and people with no religious affiliation is diminishing its influence.
If you don't have a religion, then what keeps you from doing bad things?
By the numbers now, 3 in 10 U.S. adults say they have no religious affiliation.
Damn!
About half of those now identify as atheists. That's crazy.
Yeah. Bye, Jesus.
It's so, been real. What, 15%? I mean, you do the maths.
That's significant.
Yo, yeah. Crazy. throughout my lifetime. It was, you couldn't identify as an atheist.
No, I mean, atheists were compared to like kidnappers. Oh, yeah.
I remember telling somebody in high school, I was going to a Catholic school at the time, but telling somebody I was an atheist, and they were like, oh, you're not.
That's crazy.
I was like, no, but I really, no, you're not. Stop. No. Stop it. Like it was some fad. You know, stop it.
Oh, yeah. They can't imagine not talking to something that's in the sky.
Right. You're not.
I'm the crazy one, though.
It's like, I don't think I believe in anything. I'm an atheist. No, you're not. So then for a while, I just pretended to do I'm spiritual.
Right. You do yoga.
But I'm not into organized religion, and that would use most people that would, even the Jesus people that they kind of leave you alone. We didn't have a lot of evangelicals up in Chicago, so I think down here it might be a different story.
It's all Catholics up there in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was the major.
Did you ever get the ash on your head?
Sure.
Jeez, that's cool.
Yeah, all the time.
I love that. That's a cool one.
Ridiculous.
No, it's great.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's fucking hilarious, man. It's like all these people are walking around with a big smudge of ash on their forehead.
Oh, yeah.
It's Ash Wednesday, baby.
Yeah, and then if you got like Father Hammer Thumb, or if you got a fresh dip, if you got in line and you got the fresh thumb dip into the ash, it would like trickle down your nose and like into your eyes and shit.
Can you do it to yourself?
And it would last all fucking day.
Can you do it to yourself?
The ashes?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I mean, you have to go to the magic place.
You have to go to the magic place. It has to be magic ash.
I want me magic ash.
And the magic priest that smells like altar boy needs to put it on your forehead.
Is this Catholicism or Harry Potter?
Well, exactly.
It's the same. Give me ash, governor.
Ridiculous. So ridiculous.
Right.
I can't remember, like, second grade, my parents were like, they're having a Bless the Pets Day. It was St. Francis Day.
That's nice.
And they're like, should we go get the pets blessed? And I was like, no.
No. They think my pet's going to burn in hell.
I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, that was the final straw.
Why would you bless my pet? You think it's going to burn in hell.
It just ceased to exist.
Well, that's
so
nice.
They had part of it right.
Right. yeah, that's true.
The shift away from religion is even starker among younger adults.
Yay!
43% of 18 to 29-year-old Americans are now saying none.
That's right.
And not N-U-N when they're asked about what religion they follow.
Nine. You know, there's just too much to watch on Netflix, I think. That's the issue. There's too many podcasts to listen to. I don't know. Jesus, if you want to keep people's attention, you got to do a miracle or something like that. Like, he's got to do something cool, right? He's got to reel people back in.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything. You know what I mean? There's all these other things we can do than sit around and pray to your fucking boring ass, you know? you know what I mean? I got a VR thing. I'm in VR sometimes playing. I'm not going to pray. I'm busy.
The nunnery part of where the nuns live just smelled
weird.
It was just all very odd to me.
What is up with
that? From the beginning.
The nuns are married to Jesus.
And my parents, to their credit, were not zealots.
No,
they were cafeteria believers.
You went to church because of you got a discount at school.
The only reason was they made a payment plan.
That
for
is
your
the
tuition,
only bit of logic woven into that story,
and you could pay by dumping your payment weekly into Jesus's cash.
Because what do they want? They want that envelope more than anything. Praise Jesus, I guess.
So I would go, and then it didn't take me long to learn that nobody else would go. By the way, they would either drop me or I'd walk. And
What the fuck?
And well, when I was older, I'd walk. It wasn't like I was eight and they're like, here, go.
Yeah,
But it was, I don't know, I was probably 10 or 11 when I figured out I could get the fuck out of there after getting the cookie.
Yeah. You have to get the magic cookie.
Get the cookie.
It's like you're in a video game. Well,
they pass first. You get the money before the cookie. Right. They know what they're doing.
Always get that money up front.
They get the money, then they get the cookie, and then I would go out the side.
Yes.
I would always pick a side pew.
Right.
And I would just continue on out the back door.
Avoid the priests.
Yeah, and out the back.
Jeez, man.
And go to Red's.
That's hot dogs.
Red's hot dogs.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. Good news, I guess.
I mean,
look at this. 70% of people in Japan say they are non-religious.
Yeah.
Comparatively.
No, people don't have time. Everybody's busy. And Jesus wants a tent? Dude, go fuck yourself. You want a tent? Show me a miracle, motherfucker, and something cool. Get rid of cancer.
Wow, nearly 80% of Italians say they're Catholic, but most view it as a tradition, with fewer than 20% attending services weekly.
Jesus. I mean, it's performance.
You yeah, have I can't. To... Can you imagine Rome without Catholicism?
Yeah, I don't know. What would happen to their tourism?
Well, it's still a really cool building and everything, but...
Yeah, yeah.
But in India, they're still having problems. India has a long history of non-religious movements, but most atheists keep quiet about religion.
Yes.
In some areas, like northern Nigeria, it can be risky, even dangerous, to be publicly atheist or agnostic still in places. It's 2020 fucking
Jesus
3.
Jesus Christ. It's like, how do you prove somebody says, oh, listen, you're atheist. We're going to throw you off this rock. Be like, no. I'm into pick one. I'm into all of them then. What the fuck? How do you know what's going on in somebody's fucking head?
Two-thirds of... U.S. adults identify as Christian.
Okay. That's a majority.
But as recently as the late 90s, that share was 90%. So it's dropped, 20, 30%.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jesus, you're not delivering. What do you fucking expect?
Keep going.
Had this whole...
Well, and the internet ain't helping.
Yeah, man, but we had this whole pandemic and you didn't do shit.
The internet is for every fucking
yes.
Flat earther that the internet spawns, it also spawns 1,000 atheists and 1,000 kids interested in science.
And what about the James
1,000 kids interested in engineering and cool
shit. The James Webb Telescope.
Exactly.
You look into that, you tell me God did that too. All the little clusters of bullshit, 3 billion light years away. Jesus did that. Did Jesus do those?
Whoa. Rudy says yes.
Rudy's got all kinds of little clusters.
Yeah, know? quite the nebula going on back there.
The crapula.
Also, we've got...
Yay!
It is the Faithless Friday.
Yes.
And this is... Where is that clip that I had? Here we go.
The most ridiculous thing when you talk about the phone call that was made, they said that prompted so much of this, where Donald Trump was talking about finding votes. All you got to do is find some more votes. That is a phrase that is used by every single candidate and every single campaign in the history of campaigning in America. That's what you talk about.
Mm-mm-mm. Not after the vote has been counted,
yes,
audited, certified, recertified, approved by the people who would rather not have had that outcome.
Yes.
Again, to suggest that Brian fucking ass fuck Kemp and goddamn Raffensperger,
they come out looking like good guys.
Yeah,
wanted
Biden to win. You are a dumb fucking piece of shit. If
yes,
you think
yes.
that was the case.
It's insane.
You're an idiot.
Share that idea with Stacey Abrams and see what she says to you.
Painting in America.
America.
That's what you talk about. It's finding votes. Are there votes that were cast in absentee ballots that are laying over in a box somewhere?
Fuck you.
That they haven't counted.
This is, remember that he had that phone call quite a while after.
Yes.
He didn't call the next day.
He
for this 11,780 votes. Is that any?
Oh, man, these people are fucking impossible. You need to be deprogrammed, dude. No offense. Don't you think?
What's the date? Find 11,000.
I'm going to find me 11,000.
What was the date?
Oh, of that of phone
Trump's
call?
Phone call.
I don't know. This guy, Trump, keeps saying he had all these perfect
January
phones.
Fucking 2nd.
It was
November, December, January, 2 months later.
Yes.
He's like, can't you find? And this guy, by the way, this is Jason Rapert, the appropriately named.
Oh, my fucking God.
Remember him? He used to be a state, I don't know, poobah, senator, rep somewhere in Arkansas. And he, Arkansas, I know it is.
Right.
He was I don't know why he there was shit that like he refused to, it was Ten Commandments shit or something. he was in our news a lot, on Faithless Fridays.
Oh yes.
For a while. Cause he was really trying to, ram some Jesus into our holes.
Ooh.
And, no longer a representative there.
Yes.
Now he runs around and he belongs to one of these groups that literally he goes from state to state trying to whip up the loonies to take over the school boards, over the water board, take over the garbage board.
You know, these people, I wish there's some way we could deprogram them to find them a hobby. And program them with a hobby that they love doing that's not insurrection-y or about white supremacy. Is there anything these people... There must be something you enjoy doing, Jason.
And again, I really want to know what rights have been taken away from them. Because other people get more. This is that rights ain't pie argument.
Yeah, and you know what? You're dumb as fucking pie. Because you're not going to accomplish anything with this except hate crimes or... I don't know, making people miserable. Well, right? I mean,
Christianity bringing you misery for 2,000 plus years.
I was thinking, I thought about that benefit.
Are there votes that have been sent in through the mail for overseas that haven't been counted?
That's not what Trump was talking about.
God damn, dude. You dumb fuck.
2 months later. And I thought you people hate mail-in ballots, and you hate overseas ballots.
To me, I think it's dumb that anybody is mailing a ballot overseas to vote. My God, can't you go to a website? So stupid.
This also in the news.
Yes.
Politico.
Right.
From whence I read. This is giving way too much credence to him. Prominent election conspiracy theorist. And my pillow founder.
Oh, what a great day in the news. So far, we got a Rudy, and now we got
Rudy
a Mike.
And Mike Lindell.
Nine!
Faces money woes so serious now that two law firms defending him are dumping him as a client.
Oh, shit, Mike. It's getting real up in here.
A Minnesota-based law firm, Parker Daniels Kybort.
You didn't have to do any of this, Mike.
And Washington-based Lewin and Lewin notified federal judges in Washington and in St. Paul yesterday that they are owed millions of dollars in legal fees by Lindell and his company in connection with lawsuits where voting machine makers Smartmatic and Dominion Voting Systems and former Dominion employees are suing Lindell for defamation.
Jesus, Mike, it's not going well. And you know what's crazy about this whole thing? He literally created this, right?
100%.
He didn't have to do any of this.
No. Nobody asked him. Nobody.
He's stupid, dumb fuck.
You think Trump is like, hey, get me Mike Lindell. Give me that pillow guy.
I don't know. I it's just such a... God, what a weird fucker.
One of the attorneys, Andrew Parker, said in court filings that MyPillow stopped paying his firm's invoices on time this year and has paid only a fraction of them in recent months.
Damn! They're going to pay you in pillows. Relax.
They wrote, beginning in August 2023, again in September 2023, PDK warned defendants, that's Mike Lindell and MyPillow, that if they did not pay the outstanding invoices and continued to pay new invoices as they came due, PDK would have to withdraw its representation of defendants. two relatively small payments were made in August 2020.
Damn.
And two relatively small payments were made in September 2023.
Well, he had to get a new phone.
I think they meant 20. I think there's a typo. I think it's 2023.
Jeez, man.
August 2023. You know, that August 2020 is before the election.
You know what this law firm should do is get paid in my pillows, but, you know, you get an increased amount, you know, you get a double and you get paid double the dollar amount, but in my pillows. And then you would have, then you could flip that inventory and you make so much fucking money though.
For how much?
No, but you'll make a ton of profit.
Did you ever see his discount codes? It's like, they're $79.95, but use the code, bend me over and, you can get 95% off.
No, dude, you know what you do? You take that truck and you just sit out at an intersection. It's just like my pillow is 10 bucks a piece.
You would make money.
Make a ton of cash.
I read that in an interview with Politico yesterday, Lindell acknowledged he hasn't paid the lawyers.
You're not getting anything, lawyers.
And he doesn't fault them for leaving. These guys are courageous lawyers. They took on the case when nobody else would.
You don't fault them. What the fuck are you talking about? You're the fucked up person.
They came to me and said, we can't go on if we can't get paid. I said, there's no money.
Well, I guess we can't go on then. Jeez, Mike. What the shit, dude? You know what? Is the Cyber Symposium going to go forward, or is he going to have to shut that shit down too? I mean, that's expensive.
He says he has, he's trying to line up new lawyers, but he says he has no immediate prospects. People are going to be afraid to be lawyers. I don't know where I go from here.
No. They're not afraid to be lawyers, motherfucker. They're afraid to not get paid. I bet you have to pay people up front.
Seriously, where are his children?
Where are his children? They left. They're tired.
But aren't they involved in the pillowverse?
Dude, I don't know. You know, Mike Lindell honestly seems impossible. You know what I mean? Like, this guy is impossible to talk to. I bet they gave up. They're siphoning off cash, allegedly. Not even allegedly, but that would be a good idea, right? They're taking pillows or hiding them.
My Pillow is an American pillow manufacturing company based in Chaska, Minnesota.
Right.
Founded in 2009 by Mike Lindell, who invented and patented My Pillow.
Right.
An open cell poly foam pillow design.
That's right, Pat.
From 2004 to 2009, My Pillows were sold through Lindell's Night Moves in Minnesota, Jesus. LLC.
What is that about?
And then,
man,
through My Pillow Inc. since 2009.
Okay. Jeez.
So his first company was Lindell's Night Moves.
That's right.
Creepy.
Well, it's a pillow company.
He sold over 41 million pillows, due mostly to TV infomercials.
Yay! But it's some company manufacturing them. He doesn't make them.
They started with They started with five employees in 2004, and in 2017 had as many as 1,500.
But isn't it true? What is that material that he uses to build these pillows?
Polyfoam.
Polyfoam from time to time, Mike, and I think this is true, can be lumpy. Can they not? I'm sorry.
No, the pillows aren't lumpy.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't prepared with the clip.
I'm sorry. Lyopiafreme or foam or whatever the fuck. Why is a guy in the bedding industry like all up in the news, man? I mean, it is fucking bizarre. The guy just put chunks of whatever that foam is in a pillowcase. That's it.
Asking about the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay. That when you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole. You got that? You're an asshole,
Mike,
is what you are.
Mike,
no,
sorry.
He's an asshole.
No,
he's an ambulance chasing asshole. That's what you are. Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass. Put that in your book. No, they answer anything, any problem customer that wants to reach Mike Lindell. Those are the ones. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. They send them to here and they go, or they call about maybe they didn't get their pillow on time because of the FedEx or whatever.
FedEx, yeah.
We'll cover them, even though it could be somebody else's fault. Nobody called because of a lumpy pillow. But good one, though.
Jeez. Done?
Yeah, I'm done.
What I'm saying...
Obviously, you don't have a my pillow, too. You don't, do you?
What I'm saying is, Mr. Lindell...
Asshole. Oh, boy.
Are you done? I'm done.
But, this isn't like an interview for... This is a deposition.
It's a deposition.
It's not like an interview for hard copy or something. This is... He's under oath, right?
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
It just seems like an odd way to behave under oath when you're talking to him. I don't know. It's really fucking crazy. Mike, what could happen is your machine making these pillows, maybe a cog is off, and a few pillows went out, and they were lumpy. And somebody called and said, listen, I got an oddly lumpy pillow from Mike Lindell. I want my money back. That could have happened, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Sure.
There's your lumpy pillows. It could happen to anybody, Mike.
All the lawyers we have for my pillow and myself in the lawsuits with the Lawfare with Dominion and Smartmatic, they just filed in federal court that to drop us as our attorneys. and this comes from the Lawfare, basically, and from the media, the attacks on my pillow, what American Express did, just devastating our credit. And we can't pay the lawyers. We can't pay. There's no money left to pay them.
Shit, man.
There's Mike on, of course, on Real America's Voice. The War Room. That's bad.
Right. How else was this going to work out? Once that Smartmatic lawsuit starts, I mean...
Yeah, he's not even... he hasn't even been... It hasn't started yet.
You're
he hasn't
fucked.
Lost yet.
Right, right. He hadn't started paying, dude.
He can't pay his lawyers, and they haven't even started trial.
Do you think he's socking some cash away?
Yeah, these guys, maybe.
Do you think he's shoving money into pillows or...
Huffington Post, Politico, the New York Times, Star and Tribune didn't call me. They just hit the article. They hit that. Newsweek, but it was all when CBS, ABC, NBC, they all called. Why? You think they go, hey, my pillow, Mike Lindell, they're going under. Finally, we're going to take out his voice. Wrong. where I'm never going to stop talking. I'm never going to stop trying to secure our elections for this country.
Thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing, Mike.
Keep it up, Mike. Please don't.
Jesus Christ.
Please don't ever stop.
Well, I don't think I don't know. He's not going to end up, he's going to be broke.
Yeah, obviously he is.
What's he going to do? Is he going to...
Oh, he'd probably become a preacher.
Right. Maybe he'll get on the board of a company.
Make some money.
Oh,
there.
A preacher. That's a good idea. That's the move, obviously.
Let's see. Also in the news.
Lumpy pillows. You're an asshole. Is he from Minnesota?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the angriest Minnesotan ever. And the shittiest, right? Is he the shittiest Minnesotan?
I'm sure we could probably think of others, but...
Right.
Also in the news...
Yes.
This Faithless Friday...
Lumpy pillows.
Did you hear, speaking of butthurt, right. Kevin McCarthy... is now considering resigning...
Oh, my God.
...from the House... Totally.
I get it, Kevin.
He may slither away.
Get me the fuck out of here. It fucking sucks.
Before the end of his term, allegedly. Go ahead.
I don't think it's been a good time for him lately, right?
He's had a bad week.
It's so bad, but think about that. The insurrection. All of it.
Yeah.
It's been a shitty fucking time.
Also Politico. Kevin McCarthy is considering resigning from the House before the end of his term. Two people familiar with the matter told Politico.
Bye, Felicia. Get the fuck out, Kevin.
The deposed former speaker has made clear he plans to stay at least through the speakership election.
Who cares?
That begins next week.
It doesn't before matter.
He ends his House career.
Kevin, leave now. It will make no fucking difference. You guys can't do anything. Why is he staying? If he's just going to leave next week, why would he want to, what's he going to do next week before he leaves of use?
He's going to watch the shit show.
You can just go. Just go. Nobody cares.
In a closed-door meeting with his conference, hours after eight House Republicans united with Democrats to strip him of the gavel.
Yeah.
The Californian signaled he wanted to return home. I'm going to spend time with my family, he said.
Sounds good. Have fun. Bye, Kevin.
I might have been given a bad break, but I'm still the luckiest man alive, he said.
I hope you're not, though. If we find out that you're the luckiest man alive, that's tragic news, isn't it?
At the same time, some Republicans are reviving his name as speaker.
candidate, fuck off.
Even as it remains unclear whether he'd accept it, they argue no one else could get 218 votes needed as speaker.
God.
Jim Jordan and Majority Leader Steve Scalise are entering next week's race as front runners.
Yes.
But they still might not be able to get over the top.
Oh my God, that's fucking hilarious. God, Kevin, what are they going to do without you? What a sad fucking party the Republicans are. Kevin McCarthy's is going to resign, but he's the only guy that they have enough votes to make speaker? That can't be true.
Representative Tom McClintock, Republican of California, said in a statement, "The only workable outcome is to restore Kevin McCarthy as speaker under party rules that respect and enforce the right of the majority party to elect him."
Nine! Hey, McClintock, why don't you be speaker? What difference would it fucking make?
This depends entirely on several of the dissidents to disenthrall themselves from their decision and to repair the damage before it's too late. I appeal to them to act. Well, there is still time.
I appeal to you to think about this, though. He asked for this. Kevin McCarthy agreed to this, so fuck him.
100%.
So what? Kevin's fired. Then what happens? Right? How are we going to go forward without Kevin McCarthy?
Well, they're worried about Scalise because he's shitty at fundraising because I think he's a cunt. And they're worried about Jim Jordan because he's Jim Jordan.
Right. Where?
And also difficult to fundraise because, you know, he's so polarizing.
Where's the good candidate then? Just who's that? Who would the good candidate be? Just tell me real quick. Who would it be though?
Who are you asking?
I don't know. Who would be a decent speaker? Come on. There must be somebody.
Who would be on their side?
Sure. I mean, that's.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. That's who we're looking for.
I don't know. It'd have to be somebody from a purple state.
I really...
That worries about getting reelected if they fuck the country too much.
Yeah, I honestly can't think of one.
Who were that Problem Solvers Caucus? Those guys.
How's that going, you fucks? How is the Problem Solvers Caucus going?
Those are the guys from like New York, California, you know, in New Jersey, some of the purpler states that barely get elected as Republicans, and they know they gotta woo Democrats.
Here's a problem to solve. The former guy who showed nuclear secrets to some Australian fuck, that's the guy most of the Republicans want to be president. Yeah. That's a problem. How do we solve that?
We also have, in the news.
Yes.
I'm just looking at the headlines here. Tweet us during the show if you like, or fucking X us, whatever the fuck it's called.
I hate X. No
offense.
We're
still hanging out there.
It's weird. It's a weird place.
Did you see the latest is that, and this is not a good thing. They got rid of the headline link when you tweet a link to a news story.
Okay.
Like it doesn't, the headline link doesn't populate beneath it.
So you can't see the picture that comes with the story.
Or the headline of the story.
That sucks. So
you
could,
all you see is the comment.
So I don't know what it is until I click on it.
Well, they're forced. Yeah, yeah. So he's what it is he's he wants to raise ad revenue and he's trying to force people to click through.
He's manufacturing clicks
to these sites, saying, "Well, you know, now you got to click on the site and you're look at your traffic's going up on Twitter. Pay me more."
God, Elon.
I mean, I would think that's got to be one of the reasons.
You boring apartheid cunt.
And or he's trying to destroy it.
Yeah.
Still.
I think that's it.
I saw a story about that. I think I had it in my spreadsheet for a long time and I got rid of it. But it was about, oh no, I have it.
Oh, cool.
This is a few days ago, Ben Collins, NBC guy.
Yes.
Who did a deep dive on Elon and Twitter. What was Elon Musk's strategy for Twitter? It was titled.
This was
3 days ago, 4 days ago.
Right.
A year after the world's richest man acquired the social media platform, a game plan published by a fired Trump White House staffer provides a clue.
Yes. Right. Of course.
On the day that public records revealed Elon Musk had become Twitter's biggest shareholder.
Ew.
An unknown sender texted the billionaire and recommended an article imploring him to acquire the social network outright.
Yes.
Remember, he had just become the biggest shareholder, so that's it was still right. A public company.
Right, right.
So somebody texted him and said, you have to buy it outright.
Okay.
The article, a 3,000-word anonymous article, said that would amount to the declaration of war against the globalist American empire.
Right. Nine. That sounds like some Nazi shit to me. Does it not?
What does globalist mean?
Oh, we all know.
Hmm.
That's what those loons.
The sender of the texts was offering Musk.
Yes.
A playbook for the takeover and transformation of Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is the day that it was announced that Musk had acquired majority shareholder status. Yeah,
and then this guy contacted him with step two of the plan.
And we don't know who that is yet, who texted him
right.
with an article. We don't know if the person wrote the article, because the article is also anonymous, from a batshit right-wing site that publishes stuff with pseudonyms.
Yes, of
course. It publishes Hillary Clinton's dried up old twat wrote this kind of, you know, those kind of screen names.
Right. It's just garbage.
Yeah, yeah. The text messages described a series of actions Musk should take after gaining full control of the social media platform. Now, these are the texts. Step one. Blame the platform for its users.
Okay. Right. Blame the platform. Yes, they did that. They wanted to sue Twitter for what people were saying.
Exactly. Step two, coordinated pressure campaign. Step three, exodus of the blue checks. You want to kick off all of the blue checks, all of the people that are verified. How do you do that? You get rid of blue check marks,
but
and you turn it into anybody can pay $8 a month. And
because
you got
why?
Your blue check.
Because why? The Nazis think the globalists are the blue checks.
Yeah, all the entertainers,
right?
Everybody, not the billionaires are hardly on Twitter.
So this is just a dismantling of Twitter.
Exactly. Step four: deplatforming.
Yes,
that's it. Step four: that's
taking people off.
Right. The messages from the unknown sender were revealed in a court filing last year as evidence in a lawsuit Twitter brought against Musk after he tried to back out of buying it. The redacted documents were unearthed by an independent legal publication called The Chancery Daily.
Yes.
Which covers legal proceedings before the Delaware Court of Chancery. What a bizarre name. What
is it saying?
2023. The Delaware Court of Chancery.
Right, this sounds like some Jedi Knight bullshit.
The wording of the text messages subtitles the article, the article is "The Battle of the Century. Here's what happens if Elon Musk buys Twitter." And it was published 3 days earlier on right-wing website Revolver.news.
Okay. Well, that doesn't sound... I mean, a revolver is a gun. Okay.
The article... Or somebody who spins around a lot.
That's right.
The article was published by No Byline.
Okay.
A common practice on the site where writers also appear to use pseudonyms.
Right. What's this person's pseudonym? Nazi McGee?
The site is run by far-right blogger Darren Beatty, former Trump White House speechwriter.
Nine!
Who was fired in 2018 for having spoken on a panel alongside avowed white nationalists.
Yay! That guy, this guy was too creepy for the Donald Trump speechwriting team. Let that sink in.
Well, he was too obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
At that time.
It's like that guy goose steps a little too much.
They might hire him now again.
Oh, absolutely, Pat. They don't give a fuck now.
After the insurrection, Beatty promoted the baseless claim that the FBI planted agents in the crowd to incite it.
Nine!
To storm the building.
Right.
When the text messages to Musk were revealed in the court filing last spring, observers suggested on Twitter that Beatty himself may have sent them. Asked by NBC News whether he knew who sent the text and who wrote the article,
yes.
Beatty declined to comment and instead suggested that they should investigate the ADL.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And who recently has been tweeting about investigating the ADL?
Elon Musk! Elon Musk!
He said he was going to sue them for chasing his... advertisers away by pointing out the rampant anti-Semitism that he spread shit over the fields to help fertilize.
Elon, the Anti-Defamation League is telling you how to deal with them. They're showing you where all the hate is on your twatter, and you just get rid of it, right?
You're right.
That'd be a way, wouldn't it?
Beatty said, quote, "I think I'm familiar with it, but I'm not in a position to comment on that."
You think you're familiar with it. What's the website?
"I wish I could give you something else, but you should look into the ADL." That's a quote.
Thank you. Well, what are they supposed to do? "Oh, hi, we want to look into the ADL. This guy sent me."
Following the article's publication on April Fool's Day, 2022.
Oh, that's funny.
Beatty spent weeks urging Musk to buy Twitter outright, pushing his transformation plan on right-wing podcasts and television shows, including Bannon's War Room and Tucker's Fox Show before he got the axe.
They're so out there with this
shit. Right,
they're so blatant.
On Carlson's show he was on, he said, quote, "I really hope that Elon will go ahead with it, that he's not just another rich guy, that he's someone who wants to be a great man. There are a variety of mechanisms, but it all cashes out to this, a declaration of war on the regime." The regime.
Oh, boy. I tell you, man, these fucking right-wing nut jobs get creepier and creepier all the fucking time.
Roughly 4 weeks after that article from Beatty's site appeared online, 2 weeks after Beatty's interview on Carlson's show, Musk bought Twitter outright for $44 billion.
I mean...
and took the company private per the article's suggestion. Now, we don't know if, you know, correlation is causation, but...
Yes, please.
He since renamed the company X, but refers to it as X/Twitter in posts on the network. Several of the steps he has taken resemble those described in the Revolver.news article.
Yes. I mean, I don't read that article. Someone sent you that article, and then that guy who sent the article is acting like he, you know, occasionally looks at that website. I mean, that, you know, I think you're a Nazi is what I'm saying, Elon.
The article starts with the baseless claim that censorship on Twitter cost Trump the election.
They just don't want anti-Semitic hate on their platform.
Quote, "Free speech online is what enabled the Trump revolution in 2016. If the internet had been as free in 2020 as it was 4 years before, Trump would have cruised to re-election."
No. What happened is a lot of fucking Democrats came out the last time because they were freaked the fuck out about Donald Trump.
Step one in the article would be blame the platform for its users. Twitter would be blamed for every so-called act of racism, sexism, and transphobia occurring on the platform.
Well,
after Musk's purchase of Twitter was finalized, he allowed previously suspended accounts to return. Among them, he restored Trump, who hasn't posted.
Yes.
Margie Green's personal account. Woo! And the account of founder of the Daily Stormer.
Nice!
Andrew Anglin, the literal neo-Nazi website. Yay! Daily Stormer.
All my white supremacist Nazi buddies are back on Twitter. I thought Marjorie Taylor Greene, though, had a lifetime ban.
Then the article predicted...
Yes.
Step two would involve... would follow the coordinated pressure campaign from the ADL and other nonprofit groups to get Musk to reinstate the ban on the accounts.
Right. Well, that's what the ADL does. They're acting like the ADL... it's just doing what they've always done, right?
Right. And they're like, look, this person that was banned for anti-Semitism before is saying again that the Jews should be killed. Maybe you should ban this.
And they're saying, and there's evidence of, they're showing evidence, right?
Right. And then Musk says, yeah, we'll get on that. And nothing happens. And then the ADL says, hey, General Mills, do you want your Fruit Loops to be advertised on Twitter? Hey, Apple, do you want your cool iPhones and bitchin' computers to be advertised next to, hey, let's kill the Jews?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what Elon's pissed about, that the ADL...
But that's their choice, though.
...said, look, if you don't start cleaning this shit up, we're going to put you on blast, and we're going to call out all the anti-Semitism you allow on your platform. And Elon said, I'm going to sue you for scaring away my advertisers.
Quit making my people feel bad that we're Nazis. That's what it is. At the heart of it, these people want to live in an America where you don't need the ADL, where people can just not feel bad about being Nazis.
Right. We'd like to live in that. We'd like to live in a world where we didn't have to have the ADL, because there wouldn't be Nazis and anti-Semites and homophobes and misogynists and racists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
But you guys are here and you're fucking insane.
So this article literally predicted.
Yes.
What happened? That first you reinstate, you blame the site for the racism.
Right.
How do you do that? You allow the racists back. You do free speech. You allow the racists and the anti-Semites back. And then when things get bad, all these groups are going to squeal bloody murder.
And you cry like, you know.
Right.
Cancel culture.
A vast constellation of activists and nonprofits will lurch into action to put more and more pressure on the company to change its ways. The next check would be exodus of the blue checks.
Right.
Confirm the authenticity of accounts of celebrities, public figures, and journalists.
Yes. Yeah, so now, right. Now the lunatics are here.
Right.
Now the lunatics are here. And when you scroll through Twitter, everything's stupid.
And because the aforementioned celebrities, public figures, and so-called journalists that had been banned for anti-Semitism, racism, and all that stuff were gone.
Yes.
Bring them back. And all of a sudden...
And it's like now they're not embarrassed, though. They're emboldened because they were welcome back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they feel like they were, what's the word? Not exonerated, but like...
Vindicated. Musk experimented with and ultimately eliminated Twitter's verification system of blue checks. As the article predicted, the removal resulted in public backlash and an exponential drop in advertisers and revenue.
Because you want to kill it. They want to kill it.
Other developments, including Musk drastically reducing the number of staffers who monitor tweets and the rise in hate speech, also contributed.
Yeah, they don't give a shit about that. They're like, why do we need monitors? We like it. We hope it's there.
The article predicted the final step four, would be the deplatforming of Twitter itself. He said a Musk-owned Twitter would face the same fate as Parler, a platform that presented itself as a free speech home for the right.
Oh, yes, yes, I remember Parler.
After numerous calls for violence on January 6th were posted on Parler, Google and Apple removed it from their app stores.
Yes, and it was gone. That's what they want with Twitter. So wait, Elon Musk thinks it's worth the price tag to get rid of Twitter.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, what a fuckhead.
When you have a couple hundred billion and you don't care about, you know, those numbers don't mean, how did Musk's daily life change when he wrote a check, essentially,
but then
for $44 billion? 0.0. He didn't have to sell a yacht. He didn't have to give blood or sell semen over at clearloads.com.
Yes, yes. So does he believe in Steve Bannon's vision of the Nazi future or whatever the fuck?
Probably. A lot of it.
What a loser. You rich fuck. You have so much and now you got to be a Nazi too.
This guy Beatty, by the way, the anonymous story also repeatedly attacks the Anti-Defamation League.
Yes.
He calls the ADL a danger to Musk's ownership and said it's one of the several powerful left-wing activist groups Woo. That had besieged Twitter before Musk bought it. It claimed the ADL's chief executive, Jonathan Greenblatt,
besieged.
Brought Twitter to heel by telling the platform play ball or Wait be ready sec- to put it be put in league with Nazis.
No, no, no. They're going, the ADL is going after bad people. The bad people are the bad people, and the good people, that's the ADL, right?
Well, and if the ADL says play ball or be ready to be put in league with Nazis, the reason they're putting you in league with Nazis is because of the Nazis that you leave on your site and because of the anti-Semitism. So,
you're a Nazi.
You're going to be put in league with Nazis. Sorry. And racists if you allow that shit.
I mean, and the Anti-Defamation League is against Nazis, as most, you would assume.
Jesus Christ.
Most people would be. Is it crazy in America that you have to sell the idea that Nazis are bad, even so bad? You could even say they're the fucking worst. Do I have to sell that idea to anyone? I mean,
this article is insane. I wonder if I want to know who sent this to him. That's the thing is we don't know. I think this article goes on to say later that he,
Elon Musk,
they tried to get
fuck
or they got these, texts, but the, person texting Musk is redacted still.
Redacted.
And they're trying to get it unredacted. They want to find out who is this person that texted this article to Musk.
Right.
That said all these things, including, there's more, this article.
Oh, okay.
That Musk could have read.
Yay!
That someone who has his personal text number texted to him and repeatedly said, you know, this is here's step one, here's step two.
Well, Elon Musk has some creepy-ass Nazi friends.
The article expressed sympathy for the Russian government controlled news outlets, Russia Today and Sputnik, saying they had been unfairly canceled after Russia invaded Ukraine. Yeah, because they were
state run TV.
Exactly.
From a state that's attacking another country unprovoked.
Right. Yeah, I don't think somebody wants to put Russia Today on their platform when it's saying, we are saving Ukraine from Nazis.
Russia is attacking a country and they're complaining about being canceled.
We are killing women and children, but they are Nazis.
You know, if you're attacking a country and then trying to occupy that part of it, you have to be okay with people thinking of you as bad. It's just the way it's going to be. Come on.
The day after Musk's official October 2022 takeover, Beatty appeared on Bannon's podcast.
Jeez.
And called for Musk to make internal emails from Twitter management public.
Woo!
Oh, this is where he wanted him to go after all the previous
He wants to go after people that want to keep Twitter not crazy.
And then
shit.
1 month later, Purge Musk released the Twitter files.
Nine!
A partial release of internal emails by Twitter employees curated by Musk-friendly writers that really said nothing, showed nothing more than people struggling, trying to keep the anti-Semitism, the racism, the blatant violence with an ever-decreasing staff, technology, and with a CEO that didn't give a fuck.
Can I ask a question? Is this like Elon trying to... Are they doxing people? Is that what this is? Do they want people to know? Not really, but they're a little.
I mean, remember it was also... they squealed about the Biden administration saying, notifying them, hey, these are the tweets where Hunter's dick pic is out.
Yes.
That is a blatant violation of Twitter's TOS.
That's all they did.
Yes.
Right.
And then they took them down. There was nothing that was taken down politically or for political reasons. Yeah. Everything that was sent was violating Twitter's terms of service.
But that's hard for the Republicans to imagine, though, really. They can't get their mind around that
shit. And the Republicans ignore the fact that Trump's administration literally asked them to take down tweets that were mean to Trump.
Yes. Yes.
That's it. They were mean. They were not nice to Trump. He wanted them taken down.
Listen, I'm sorry. Biden is not the fascist. His administration is not the fascist one.
Isn't this interesting? I want to find out who the fuck texted this to Elon.
You know, the thing, Elon, is I learn more about, the more I learn about you, the more creepier you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're so like into this white supremacy, Nazi fucking Steve Bannon bullshit, do you really have the focus needed to build a spaceship that'll go to fucking Mars or... You know what I mean? Is he up to that task? Sounds like you're too busy with a bunch of Steve Bannon shit. Your cars don't even work.
Well, and is he going to land on Mars and say, okay, I'm the first one here. Now I want it named Musk?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're changing it from Mars to Musk. Or X, Planet X.
I don't know. I honestly don't know what people are supposed to do when they get to that fucking place and why anyone would want to go. What are you supposed to do when you get there?
The text to Musk that included the article in April of 2022 concludes with some final suggestions. One, let the boss himself back on Twitter, presumably referencing
Schindler.
Trump.
Yes.
Then the text reads, hire a savvy cultural executive to work on quote enforcement. It will be a delicate game of letting right wingers back on Twitter and how to navigate that.
Oh yeah. Bring on the weird little secret police. Bring on the brown shirts. Yes.
You need someone with a savvy cultural political view to be the VP of actual enforcement.
Nine!
A Blake Masters type. Blake Masters is that lunatic who ran for... Was he Pennsylvania? Ran for Senate?
Yes.
Crazy racist. Arizona, excuse me. Arizona. He was the guy that lost in Arizona.
He ran against Mark Kelly or...
Yes.
Lunatic. Blake.
He considers himself an America First conservative. So this is the guy. This is the guy that this person that texted.
Yeah.
Elon said
they want this
should be in charge of enforcement. Who has a cultural political view similar to that of Blake Masters.
This is enforcement of right wing values on Twitter or on X. Correct.
Yes.
Gosh,
because they considered it a hotbed of demon semen bathed liberalism.
Jeez, I mean, you know how creepy that sounds, though. Like you hired an officer of right wing nut job mumbo jumbo
Well, we don't know if they have, although the chief executive that he hired, she's an asshole.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, and a Muscovite.
Well, the Muscovites seem like fucking Nazis to me.
Which is appropriate.
Right. I don't know. They seem like Nazis. They really do. It's like, is he into the apartheid like his dad? He didn't shake that.
I don't know. You can follow his actions.
Yes. What are his kids? His kids have weird names. Is that correct?
A couple of them. The more recent ones, I think.
This is my daughter, 3.14.
We also have... I wanted to get to this. This was a few days ago. We didn't get to it. And we mentioned Jason Rapert earlier from the...
Rapert.
From the shockingly backward state of Arizona or Arkansas.
Nine! That's where What's-Her-Face is in charge.
I mean, it gave us Bill Clinton, who, you know, if you're a real progressive liberal, you probably have some issues with. But given the times...
Yes.
You know, he was a Democrat that did do some good shit.
Right.
Some bad shit, like three strikes, you're outlaws and all that.
Well, you know, the thing about the Clintons is, I can't remember which podcast I heard this on, but when he won, everybody in Washington was like, holy shit, these lunatics from Arkansas are coming. What are we going to do? You know what I mean? It was like a whole crazy thing. It's his... I don't know, his White House, the culture in the White House was different, right? Than Bush.
George Bush.
Yeah.
The senior.
Party's coming. You know, like these guys and party. Reagan. It must have been so much fun. God, it must have been so fun when Clinton came to town. Oh my God.
Everybody.
Watch that guy.
Get the squeegees ready. Right. And anonymous, there's some shit going on in Arkansas, Ryan.
Yes.
An anonymous whistleblower is claiming that Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
What a great news day this is. Thank you, Jesus.
That they improperly altered and withheld public records.
Oh, okay.
Relating to ongoing scrutiny of the office's spending.
Oh, well, don't worry about that. That happens.
Particularly, there's focus on the office's purchase of a lectern for $19,000.
Damn! What does this lectern do? Does it have a PA built in?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to vibrate. What does it do? Is there a picture?
Let's see. Anonymous whistleblower.
$19,000.
An attorney, Tom Mars, sent a letter Friday to State Senator Jimmy Hickey from Texarkana.
Fuck you.
Offering his client's testimony and the documents to aid in the requested legislative audit. So they're auditing her. On Wednesday, Senator Hickey asked the Legislative Joint Auditing Committee to investigate Sanders' office to the purchase of the $19,000 lectern, which has been widely criticized on social media. I got to find a picture of this lectern.
Yeah, I want to see. I'm dying to see this. You know, the point, though, there is a point to be made. It is sometimes when I do shows, every once in a while, I want a lectern, like for a roast, do something like that. It is hard to find one that's decent. You know what I mean? With the bendable mic holder stand thing.
Well, I mean, email her while you can.
Yeah.
They also asked the committee to look into the retroactive shielding of several government records.
Yeah. Don't worry about that either. Retroactive shielding?
After Sanders signed additional Freedom of Information Act exemptions into law this month.
Freedom of Information Act exemption. Yeah, you know, I love that.
These aren't that free. This information ain't that free.
Sarah, what the fuck kind of lectern is this? What is this lectern? How much?
19K?
What does it do? Seriously. Well, what is there a chef? I mean, it's a lectern.
The letter says that the anonymous whistleblower can provide clear and convincing evidence that Sanders' office altered and withheld documents that Little Rock attorney and blogger Matt Campbell of the Blue Hog Report requested in recent weeks. That's awesome.
Right, yeah, yeah. Good job, man. I mean,
Campbell has been scrutinizing and reporting Sanders' use of Arkansas State Police airplane.
Damn, always. They always do this.
For the in-state travel, as well as her office's spending habits and purchases of the aforementioned lectern.
Damn.
From an out-of-state events company with the state-issued credit card.
Wow, that is an out-of-state's event company. What kind of lectern is this?
They allege that members of her staff, including the communications director,
yes,
altered a FOIA-accessible document to give it a different meaning and directed the State Department of Transportation not to share the original with this reporter.
Jesus Christ.
They withheld FOIA-accessible documents, including some that reflect Amazon purchases by Sanders' office.
Oh, I see. You're buying a bunch of bullshit, Sarah.
They removed portions of FOIA-accessible email threads. We'll just delete that part.
Hey, don't worry about that. Butter emails.
It's the whole point of FOIA.
Yes.
It's the whole point of FOIA.
We want to take the freedom part of information. We just
That's
want.
Okay. The police do it all the time. That's why there need to be better laws regarding body cams and stuff, because these police just redact and delete and mute and with impunity.
There must be some kind of lectern economy out there where
lectern.
I mean, there must. I mean, is this a normal price for one? That's my question. What is a competitive price for? She's governor. God damn it! I want a nice fucking lectern. Find me the most expensive lectern. Is it $20,000?
They her office directed the DOT attorney in charge of FOIA responses to deliver a flash drive to the governor's office first with their proposed responses. This is to that reporter's freedom of information. Run it by us first. And thereafter returned a sanitized version.
Yes. A rewrite.
On the flash drive.
That is now available for you. You can freedom of request the fake document. Right? The doctor document.
Oh, yeah. Here, give him this.
That doesn't seem free.
I think it's less than legal.
Yeah, it's suspicious, Sarah.
All
you got to do, Sarah, is run that dumb fucking state of yours.
They say Sanders' office altered and concealed the original copy of an invoice from the event design and management firm Beckett Events.
Jeez. A design. It was a custom design. It was a custom job.
The 3% credit card processing fee of $554.
Damn!
Brought the $18,475 lectern purchase to $19,029.
What kind of wood is this? Is this a teak lectern? Is there a light on it so I can see what I'm reading? There must be all kinds of... Boy, I would love to have a lectern this nice.
Beckett Events founder, Virginia Beckett, is a D.C. area lobbyist, Ryan.
But wait, who cares about that? She must make great lecterns.
Critics of Sanders' administration have found and posted photos on social media linking Sanders to Beckett and other D.C. area consultant Hannah Stone.
Look, I'll buy your lectern for $20,000. If you just donate to my campaign, look.
Oh, this is interesting. Social media posts show that Stone and Beckett were in France over the summer. It's remarkably at the same time that Sarah Sanders was visiting France on a, quote, trade mission.
Ooh, God. I feel so bad for France right now.
Because where do you go for French products?
Right.
But fucking Arkansas.
That's right. Well, they're trying to make French things more popular in that shithole state she runs. Good job, Governor. Good job.
And violating the state FOIA laws are Class C misdemeanors. Tampering with public records that are not court records is a Class D felony.
Damn. Well, I mean, you know, Does anybody care? Is she going to get in trouble, or is there, I mean, who prosecutes that? Does anyone give a shit?
Well, there this one Republican said they're going to be looking into it in the Senate.
Yeah, you can look into it in the Arkansas Senate. Mm-hmm.
The request for the audit seeks to examine all matters involving the governor or the governor's office that were made confidential by Act 7 of 2003, the new law that went into effect immediately upon Sanders' signature, then applied retroactively back to June 1st, 2022. You know what?
Retroactively.
What
date
do you guys want? When did you do that?
Oh.
When did you steal that money? Okay, well, let's go back to June then.
Retroactively, all right. Though, Pat.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes it okay. God, these fucking crooks.
Act 7 shields from public access all records and communications concerning the planning or provision of security services to the governor and other state elected officials. Mm. So they could be like, well, you know, we had to run this lectern by security.
Oh, yes. Yes.
My trip to France where I took my two girlfriends, I had to.
What does this lectern look like? Is there a fucking picture of it?
I wonder if we can find
it. I mean, it sounds like the purpose of the lectern was to launder money or something. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound cynical.
No, the company is owned by her buddy.
Right.
The deal.
Well, yeah, but I mean, are lecterns really that expensive?
If you really?
I just don't know the lectern business, and I didn't think that.
There you go. You think that's worth $19K? It's blue.
It looks like shit.
And wood tone.
I mean, I want it. I would love that. I could use that at my show. But like, what?
I don't see where it's $19,000 unless it's got some really cool attachments on
there. Does it have audio
on
equipment?
The speaker side?
I mean, obviously, is that lectern also a PA?
No, I don't think so.
So that lectern has to plug into a system. Maybe. Built-in PA, that would be cool. I would love that. Oh my god, a lectern with a built-in PA. Holy shit.
I think it's just artsy. I think it's, you know.
Really? Let me see it
maybe
again.
Maybe it's handmade or something, or
Jesus Christ. That's nice.
It sits in the corner of the governor's conference room at the state capitol now. $19,029.25.
I mean, it looks like something that would be found in that. What's that creepy section of Italy?
The state's largest newspaper, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, ran a front page photo of the lectern last week.
Yeah. You fucking kidding me, Sarah? You know what I would do? I would have a, you know what, honestly, I would fucking ruffle some fucking feathers, but guess what? Guess what we're doing when there's President Pfeiffer? I'm going to say, you want new furniture? Go down to the thrift store like everybody else. Go down to the thrift store like everybody else. Go to the thrift store. Every piece of furniture in public offices from here forward shall be bought at a fucking thrift store.
Oh, boy.
No more of these 19. Are you kidding me? That's the dumbest fucking lesson
I've
ever seen in my fucking life.
I don't mind if somebody is stupid enough to pay $19,000 of their own private money for something like that. Go rock on. Go ahead.
But those are the
people. But not public. Yeah, that shit's ridiculous. You don't need a $19,000 lectern when you could go down to IKEA.
But that's handmade.
I don't know. I don't have the specs on it. But I don't know what's.
Is it just fucking metal?
No, it's wood.
But the blue part or the gray part,
I think
is that wood?
I don't know. Painted wood?
I mean, I would take it. Absolutely, I would take it. I think it's shitty looking.
Okay, we don't have the. We don't have the specs.
What a crazy ass the lectern business. They love it. Sarah Huckabee spent nearly $30,000 on your dumb fucking lectern. To say what? Ha, I'm a Nazi. Look. Jesus. That poor state. Why do you guys vote for people like her? Do you hate yourself? Do they hate themselves?
Podium gate. Well, but these people are so crooked. It's not only buying that, it's altering fucking documents
for a podium,
right? And not doing it well. If you've got all these people involved.
Yes.
And you say, hey, DOT, can you, before you run it by that that journalist, could you send it to us first?
I mean, holy fuck, dude, that makes me want to say, as a leader of, if I was in government, I would say, okay, in light of this Sanders story, no podiums. No one gets any fucking podiums. All podiums are outlawed. We can't handle them, obviously. Spending $20,000 on a podium, you ruin podiums for everybody, Sarah. For everyone. Why is there a $20,000? Ben Carson got that fucking table. Remember that? We've forgotten about that. Yeah. How much was that table?
30,000, wasn't it?
It was more than the podium. It was, though. Where did this fucking furniture come from? Who is buying these expensive ass tables and podiums? Where are these people? Is there a shelf?
The records show the podium wasn't delivered for months.
It's late? I paid 30 fucking grand for that podium. I wanted the day, I wanted when it's supposed to be here. It's a fucking podium, guys.
Company called Beckett Events billed Arkansas for the lectern right around the time Sanders jetted off to Europe for a supposed trade mission.
What kind of government officials are these?
As it
Why
turns
is she
out,
going to Europe?
As it turns out, Beckett Events founder, Victoria Beckett, is one of Sanders' longtime friends and advisors.
Yeah.
Social media posts show Beckett and her business partner, Hannah Stone, overlapped with Sanders last summer.
Yes.
That fueled speculation that Sanders didn't spend $20,000 on a
Yay!
Podium, but rather on a European trip for her and a couple of powerful friends.
There you go. Holy shit.
Is that interesting?
Is that illegal? I'm not a lawyer, but that seems fishy.
The Arkansas Times wrote, you can get the same thing online for a couple $1,000s. So the huge price tag Beckett Damn. Events charged the state of Arkansas remains a mystery.
Well, I think you just sort of explained the mystery, didn't you, in what you just read? Doesn't that explain the fucking mystery?
It sounds
mystery
like that lectern
succinctly?
May have, yeah, may have.
That lectern is actually $2,000.
They say a couple thousand Why? Dollars online you can get, but Beckett Events charged the 19K.
How many audio outs are there on that fucking lectern? There must be an audio out. In
Paris
there.
Is expensive.
I want to still.
Paris
yes,
is pricey.
That's very true. But still, though, don't you think $2,000 for that
was
thing
ridiculous.
Is stupid?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, honestly, is there...
Still ridiculous.
There must be a jack for a microphone if you want have one that you want to use. It's not the one that comes with... There must be a... It's tilted, right? So you can put documents or your notes you want to read. And there's, I'm just trying to figure this fucking thing out. And then there's a little ledge that keeps shit from falling down when you put it up there. That's nice. And then under that, sometimes there's a drawer where you can put things or a shelf even.
So it may be even shadier.
I'm just trying to explore all the facets of an lectern. I'm trying to figure out where you get to 2000 even. This is so stupid.
So it may not just be a ridiculously overpriced lectern.
No,
it may be money laundering to so that she can get the state to pay for her girlfriend's and her trip bouncing around France.
Yes.
Just coincidentally at the same time.
Yes.
And the purchase was at the same time.
You know what, Sarah? Hmm. I want to go to France, Absolutely. Too. Everybody wants to go to France. I imagine a lot of your constituents want to go to France, but they can't afford to because they don't have a friend... It has a lectern company.
Where did she learn this? I mean...
From her dad!
Yeah, this isn't something you just like
I learned
come
it from
with.
You, Dad.
Here's a great idea. Hey, you know what you're going to do? Have your company make me a custom lectern.
Dude, her scumbag
dad. And charge me like $20,000.
Yes.
And then I'll pay you, or the state will pay you, and then we can use that money to bounce around Europe.
This is the, I imagine, the environment in which she was raised. This
yeah.
is her shit. She thrives. This is what she was brought up in. You know her dad's a fucking scumbag, probably.
Oh, yeah. He had the
imagine.
State police cover up his kid's dog murder.
Oh, my fucking
Remember
God.
That?
I do now. God, what the Republicans with dogs,
That
man,
wasn't covered just, enough. His dog,
no.
his son hanged a dog by the neck until it was dead.
That's fucked up.
And, the Mike Huckabee got the state police to cover it up.
Yeah, that's normal. That happens a lot, doesn't it?
And have no charges. Yeah,
he hung the dog. Sarah Huckabee.
Yeah, he needs
like
to be put
to
away.
France. I mean, these people aren't normal.
Killing animals is Jeffrey Dahmer kind of shit.
Yes. God.
Faithless Friday is
but that sounds very
flying by here.
Yeah, but it sounds serious, though, these allegations about Huckabee. Right? I mean, that's criminal.
Well, yeah.
Maybe somebody will give a fuck.
And then, I mean, you know, redacting the FOIA stuff
that's,
and
listen,
all that shit
does
is
that,
amazing.
But Pat, all the Republicans do shit like that. What do you want? I mean, come on.
We loathe and despise Laura Loomer.
Nine!
But.
Uh-oh. Did she say something non-Nazi-esque? But
she did show up outside of a Ron DeSantis fundraiser right outside the door with a bullhorn.
Shit, putting fingers.
Trump, Chris Nelson beats you women. Are never going to be president of the United States of America. You are never going to be President Donald Trump. You have $5 million cash on hand. You're an absentee governor. And you need to drop out and endorse President Trump, who's sitting inside a New York City courtroom today. Shame on you, Ron DeSantis. No, this is my First Amendment right.
No, it's not.
I have a ticket for the event.
No, you're being trespassed.
I have a ticket for the event.
Right, right. Is it not her ride, though? She's got a ticket.
I have a ticket. I can stand here with a bullhorn.
Scream.
I mean, I don't know where she is, but if she stands out on the sidewalk next to it, she's fine.
I have a ticket for the event.
You can go down.
I have a ticket for this event.
Oh, the guy says you can go down to the sidewalk.
You can go down to the sidewalk.
I have a ticket for the
event.
You're
being trespassed.
I have a ticket. How do you give me somebody a ticket when they are trespassing notice when they have a ticket for the event?
Can I ask a legal question?
Of course, you can get a trespass notice if you have a ticket for an event.
That's
they
what
can
I
they
ask.
Can rescind that.
I'm at a concert.
That permission at any time.
You know, you start running around with your balls out. That just because you have a ticket doesn't.
I start running around with
or anyone.
Balls
listen,
out?
They broil okay. you. It, that yeah. doesn't give just because you have a ticket, you can't do that. That doesn't give you the right.
Correct.
Like she can't do this. If
well, well she could,
event.
but not without being removed.
Right,
yeah.
right.
yeah.
At this point, you're being trespassed.
For what? I have a ticket. Do you see
Ron's
what this is?
A ticket. It's a private event.
I have a ticket.
It's
that's
a
my
private
name.
Establishment.
Yes,
you
and
can,
I have a
you
ticket.
You can do what you're doing right now.
If it's a private establishment and you don't have a ticket, but I have a ticket.
Okay. Are you refusing?
Well, it's like...
No, arrest her. This is a First Amendment auditor would have been tased and thrown on the ground by now.
Absolutely.
But this asshole.
I probably might agree with Laura Loomer.
Are you refusing?
Well, it's like.
Take a step off.
We have to take a stand for against weaponized government.
Man, one more step is no more.
Well, but the smart First Amendment auditors would walk to the sidewalk.
Right.
Or wouldn't even be on the property.
Why doesn't she go to the sidewalk? Because she doesn't understand? She's Laura fucking Loomer.
Yeah.
She's a fucking asshole.
One more step for what?
Listen to her.
You won't be arrested for trespassing.
Trespass, right?
Uh oh.
Ma'am, are you gonna step down?
I have a ticket for the event.
We've already established that they're not gonna honor the ticket.
Okay. This cop here who just said we've already established they're not honoring the ticket just turned to the guy and said trespass, right? So she's itching to get Laura in handcuffs.
Yes. Damn, Laura.
I'm very torn here.
What do you mean?
Well, because I love the fact that she's standing outside DeSantis's fundraiser.
Yeah, this is a tough one,
humiliating
right?
him. But I also love the fact that Laura Loomer is about to get arrested for being a stupid
Laura
asshole.
Laura Loomer doesn't like Trump. Doesn't like DeSantis. She's Trump 100%.
Ma'am, are you gonna step down?
I have a ticket for the event.
God. What you want? You want a spectacle?
I don't want a spectacle. I want to end weaponized government in this country. President Trump is...
Oh. By electing Trump? You want to end weaponized government by electing the guy who literally has said he will be seeking vengeance upon anybody that is against him.
That is the funniest fucking thing she's ever said.
End weaponized government in this country. President Trump is sitting in a New York City courtroom today, and he is having his rights violated. I do have my ID.
I do. Can I have your ID? I do. It's in my bag.
Can you go get it for me?
Well, sure, I can get my...
Now, here, I don't know, if they're in Florida...
Yes.
Well, if it's... She's been refusing to leave.
Yes.
But they can't ID you if you're asked to leave somewhere.
Right.
And you do. Yes. And they have to give you time to exit.
Right.
They can't say, you're trespassed... You're under arrest.
Right.
They have to say you're trespassed, give you time to leave. Yes. Unless there's posted signs.
But then if they come back, you can have them arrested.
Exactly.
Yes.
But they also no ID.
You know,
they'll try to say, I want to give you a trespass notice, and they'll try to say you have to give ID, but you really don't. There's no crime.
I know this kind of from running crazy bar shows. You got to trespass someone first, and then they have to leave, and then they come back.
Oh, there you go. That's criminal trespass then, yes. But you have to warn them.
No matter how fucking crazy they are.
Ask them to leave.
Yes.
And then say they can't come back. And if they stand outside, there's nothing you can fucking do if they're on the sidewalk.
Right.
So this asshole, all she has to do is take two fucking steps.
Yes, Laura.
I have ID. I do.
Can I have your ID?
I do.
Right out of
I do. It's in my bag.
Can you go get it for me?
Well, I can get my
please,
ID.
You.
It's not required.
Mm-hmm. We have to take a stand.
She's wearing a shirt that has Trump's mugshot and it says never surrender.
God damn it.
The police officer, doesn't it bother you that we're living in a time of weaponized government? Ron DeSantis is enabling this. We should
damn
all
be
united.
You can't say it on the steps.
You can say it on the steps, asshole.
Right. They're literally saying, you can stand where you are, where she is right now.
Right.
I don't know who this person is with her that's holding her backpack that she's now rummaging through to get her ID.
Right. I mean,
she really doesn't need to give.
Yeah. Even if she's trespassing. And they're going to write her a trespassing ticket?
Again, it's that notice thing. If
right.
I think she crossed the line, though, to criminal trespass because she was warned multiple times and kept refusing to leave.
Yeah.
So then, technically, if they're going to charge her with criminal trespass, they could now.
Yeah. Loomer.
Because she had plenty of time to take two steps throughout this whole video.
I wonder if this is going the way she imagined it.
But if some place wants to give you a trespass notice, it's kind of ridiculous, especially if you've never been, like a lot of these First Amendment auditors never even go on the property.
Yeah, they stay outside. So how can you trespass me if I'm not?
Exactly. And the cops, some of the cops are so dumb and or corrupt that they say, no, you got to give me ID so that we can write you a trespass notice. It's like, I haven't been on their property at all. You can't.
I'm on the
easement. You cannot write somebody a trespass notice. And I saw one auditor. It was great. He's like, okay, I want to trespass that officer from my house right now. I want her ID and I want her information.
Right.
We're not at your house.
Well,
she wasn't at your house. Exactly, you dumb fuck.
It's a weird thing to have to say. It's like, you can't trespass someone who's not somewhere you wanted to trespass them.
In most states, I can't speak for all, but I think in most states, there's a warning first.
Yes.
They have to give you time to leave. And that's if it's like not posted. If there's a sign that says no trespassing and you hop a fence.
Then you can shoot them,
You can be instantly arrested for criminal trespass.
Right.
But if you just wander onto somebody's, into somebody's yard.
Yeah.
Or even there's also an implicit, I forget what they call it, but you know, you can go knock on somebody's door.
With the expectation of not being shot to death.
Right.
Oh, please. That's for pussies.
It's
Florida, man.
Exactly. And so you can even go onto people's property if you're like doing stuff like that on their door for some reason or whatever without being shot for just stepping on the property.
That's why people are scared of this country sometimes, because you're not sure what you can and can't do. And not get shot about.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, we got to stay on your ground. That's fucking nutso, right?
Oh, yeah. And now they want to have, they're still trying to pass just open carry with no with no restrictions.
I think in Florida, if I'm walking down the street and I'm wearing a t-shirt somebody doesn't like, I can be shot from a window.
Right.
They just kill me. Just take them out. Oh, I hate that t-shirt. Pow, pow, pow. Ooh.
It's about time, sadly, everybody. Jeebus. It's about that time that we need to GTFO. Yeah.
Happy Fursuit Friday, everyone.
It is Happy Fursuit Friday.
Yay.
We can leave you with this.
The first one is called All Boys Aren't Blue. And I will quote from it.
Quote.
I put some lube on and got him on his knees. And I began to slide into him from behind.
From behind.
I pulled out of him and kissed him while he masturbated. He asked me to turn over while he slipped a condom on himself. This was my ass. And I was struggling to imagine someone inside me.
Good read, Senator. Good read.
Senator Kennedy, everybody.
That's a keeper, everybody. One take, Kennedy.
It's a wrap. Let's go home. Have a great weekend.
Yay.
We'll be back on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and fucking X.
Yay.
Check out RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. So, so freaking Vile.
Great weekends to all. We'll hit you up again Monday.
Lumpy pillows.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.